Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
This one's for my mother and my father. I always knew that the gaming industry would blossom into what it is today, even though you told me you stopped playing so much games. It's worth $200 billion now, you know?
I think it means if you're making the games, not playing them. Although you can make a lot of money from playing these games.
See?
You can.
Yeah.
I admit.
Okay.
Anyway, so this industry, this industry, which blurs the boundaries of technology and entertainment, is worth around $200 billion.
Yep. So despite this COVID-19 slowing down many sectors around the world, the gaming industry is not looking to be put on a standstill. In fact, developers are striving to keep pace with evolving player demands, creating a fresh and engaging gaming experience each time. But that's never easy.
I'm sure. Take Ubisoft Singapore, for instance. While we were in the midst of COVID-19, they were working hard to ensure the latest edition of the game Assassin's Creed and that it would be released on time.
But what was it like to develop a game amidst a pandemic, and what role did Ubisoft Singapore have in this new game? Let's find out from Bill Money, game director at Ubisoft Singapore. Bill, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Bill, to start off, icebreaker, favorite game of all time from Ubisoft for me, The Division.
Oh, nice.
All right.
Yeah, it's good. Oh, we're talking the same language then.
Okay, there you go.
I'm not even going to pretend to speak this language. Okay, so of course, Ubisoft Entertainment, a French computer and video game developer and publisher, and that was of, what was it? Well, when did you get started?
Ubisoft Singapore has been here since 2008, so, and we've grown steadily since then to about 450 people right now. So the company worldwide is 17,000 people, so you know, a good percentage of them are here in Singapore.
I'm just thinking of the irony of the fact that every time somebody says 2008, I think of the economic crisis. And now we're talking about you launching a game in the midst of a pandemic crisis. Wow, you seem to bounce off those very strongly. So give us a quick overview of just how well this industry is doing.
Well, I think you mentioned it. It's a huge industry, $200 billion, which is bigger than pretty much every other kind of entertainment almost put together, like, you know, between movies and TV and Netflix and all of that kind of stuff. Video games is a very dominant entertainment industry.
And today you launch Assassin's Creed Valhalla, and there's a lot of hype with regard to this game. It was developed by Ubisoft Montreal. There was an Assassin's Creed movie, I believe it's Michael Fassbender who was in it. I believe Netflix is looking to develop some kind of a series behind it. Tell us how big this game franchise is to Ubisoft.
It's definitely one of our premier titles. You mentioned The Division, but Assassin's Creed has been sort of a cornerstone, and this is the 14th installment of Assassin's Creed, so it's like a major event that happens, and it happens usually every year, but sometimes we will skip a year. But Assassin's Creed Valhalla, like you said, out today, PlayStation 4, PlayStation 5 in a couple of days, which is the new console, Xbox One, Xbox Series X, which is another new next generation console, and of course PC, so it's like across all platforms. So it's a big deal for Ubisoft and a big deal for the fans and the gaming community.
Well, I tell you what, if you can get your hands on a PlayStation 5 in Singapore,
yeah, exactly.
Then you can
play it. I wish I had one.
I mean, yeah, it's really oversubscribed. But earlier we were alluding to the idea that the Singapore team had some input into this game. Can you tell us what your contribution was here?
Singapore has, we've been working with Assassin's Creed since 2009, so almost the start of the studio. We started working on this franchise, and we've worked on pretty much every installment since then. And we've been working on Assassin's Creed Valhalla for about the last 2 years, or a little bit more than 2 years. So we've put a lot of time and effort into it. And we built here in Singapore basically a little more than one third of the game world. Like when you build an Assassin's Creed, it's a huge open world. And this one is called Valhalla, which is taking place in the late 9th century, which is when the time of the Vikings, and the Vikings are coming from Norway and they're going into England to basically find their place in England, not only raid and do Viking stuff, but also try to settle there and make their new homes. And so a lot of England is represented in this game. And we built basically a little more than one third of the whole map, as well as doing a bunch of other features and art and animation. And we provide basically a full service to the game. We build a worldwide team, and we're an integral part of making this game.
Yeah, so not a question, but just a handover to my colleague here. Elliot, you really got into this Viking thing, so I'm sure you'll find all the graphics and the portrayal very interesting.
Bill, it's very simple. If you're not happy, we make the square and we fight.
Exactly.
No, Bill, but I have a serious question about making or developing a game during a pandemic. And I'm going to bring up an example of two football-based games. Let's just call it that. So one manufacturer decides to announce that they're just going to do a season update and they'll focus on new generation graphics and technology for the PlayStation 5 for a release at the end of next year, towards the end of next year. Another decides to go ahead with what they got and put it out there. Now, the one that decided to do that is facing a lot of criticism right now for the amount of bugs that are in the current patch. And they're constantly loading patches to try and solve that problem. Is this something that you guys were worried about, having to, well, work from home in that sense?
Yeah, I remember back in January and February when news started, you know, coming out of China, and we started to really make our own business contingency plans. And the management of the studio was like, how are we going to do this? We have a game to ship. Plus, we have another game that we work here as the lead studio in Singapore called Skull and Bones. So we have a major game we're working on, plus the Assassin's Creed game. Mm. And how do we manage this? How do we make sure that we can actually ship a game if we have to send people home? You know, and at the time, we had our plan was like, we'll send half the people home. And then it became, you know, clear that we had to send everyone home. And how do we keep people out of the bubble tea shops during the day? You know, like we were thinking on this level. How do we actually make this happen with a team of, you know, we have 450 people? How can we do that? And luckily, I think we were such a high technology company that our IT staff was able to just not only take that plan but run with it and give us the ability to make a high technology game at home. Like if I right now I can start my computer, connect to my work machine, and play the game on my work machine. So I have the full power of my work machine that I can play from home with my controller controlling my machine at work. So our IT staff really, really went above and beyond through that business contingency plan to allow us to make a game, just like we're at the office, but, you know, we're sitting at home.
So the office is running on automation. You don't actually bring any of the office equipment back to your home.
You know, some people that didn't have high-end PCs or okay. were allowed to bring that home, but people with PCs at home can just connect to their work through a VPN or other. We have other means to connect to our work and even connect to consoles at their work. Like our console is the PlayStation.
Wow!
So we can develop the game that way. But once again, I think it was the credit to the business, the management of the studio that was like we were on top of it from almost before people knew about it. Like, you know, like back in January. To the IT staff really reacting quickly to give us the ability to do this. And then our employees, like I said, they weren't at the bubble tea shop. They were working super hard, and they were very passionate about shipping this game and making sure it was high quality. And it became the opposite. I sometimes have to get online and tell people to, you know, quit working, go eat some dinner. Don't come and don't log on the weekends. It's more of that kind of thing.
Well, that's a good problem to have if you're a director. We're speaking to Bill Money, who's game director at Ubisoft Singapore. But as a comparison, so this is a true story. I have a friend whose job it used to be to test video games, which we at the time thought that is the best job ever. But what would normally happen when you're developing a game in terms of just trial and practice and error? Because you have to learn a lot through testing, surely.
Sure. Yeah, there's also testing, and then there's user testing. So we'll actually put it out there and let real players in the world play our game, which became a problem because we can't just bring people in now. Usually we'll have a test of 10 or 12 people will come to our studio or come to other studios around the world, and sometimes more than that. But Singapore, we usually do groups of 10 or 12 and let them play and take notes and videotape them and see how they react to the game and certain features. But during this pandemic, we had to really adapt, come up with new plans, give them the ability to test at home, like streaming the game from our studio to their house, their location. So we had to like really develop, push our tech so that people could play our game through the pandemic without being face-to-face with each other.
We are speaking with Bill Money right now, who's a game director at Ubisoft Singapore. Bill, so Assassin's Creed Valhalla will be available on the Xbox 5, Xbox Series X and Series S, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Google Stadia, Microsoft Windows. It launches today. I'm curious though, and especially with those names that I mentioned earlier on, graphics-wise, obviously, it's going to be better on PlayStation 5 and Xbox X. But does that mean that you guys had access to these consoles ahead of time? How does it work?
Yeah, that's pretty much how it works. When the console, when they come out with the next generation, the developers will usually get the boxes a little bit ahead of time so okay. we can prepare. And so we work with the console manufacturers, Microsoft and Sony in this case, to make sure that our product can meet their specifications. So we have access to them a little bit early.
Wow, you lucky man.
Well, I was just thinking, I can hear the rush of people who are already trying to apply for jobs with Ubisoft so they can get party to that. I wanted to ask you, though, are there any interesting trends that you're keeping an eye on in this region when it comes to the gaming industry?
Yeah, I think, you know, Singapore is definitely a place where people are excited about gaming. Like, you can just ride the MRT and you'll see people playing games. And, you know, every single day, gaming becomes part of people's lives. And the pro gaming circuits, and you see a lot of other smaller development houses pop up, and the local colleges have gaming curriculum. And so gaming is becoming a part of Singapore. And I think the industry here is growing. And Ubisoft is the largest game company in Singapore. Like, we have 450 people here. And so, but there's a lot of other things happening. So I think over the next 5 or 6 years, this will be a big industry in Singapore. It's going to be something that's going to continue to grow and develop.
Bill, a fun question to wrap up, and a personal one at that. What is your personal forecast for the gaming industry? Do you still think that consoles will be relevant 5 or 10 years' time?
I think it'll change. Like, I think we're in this generation now where we're pushing the hardware and we're pushing the graphic fidelity. But, you know, people want to play in different ways. They want to play on the go. They want to play with their friends. They want to play with people around the world. And so I think it will continue to evolve, and we'll continue to see changes, not only with newer hardware, but different ways to play. From, you know, from your phone, you'll be able to play super high-end games. And that's sort of what Google Stadia is trying to do. They're giving the ability to play games across all different kinds of platforms. And I think we'll continue to see that as we move forward.
I want to change my job title one day. Game tester.
Ooh.
we have openings.
All right.
Excellent.
We will talk. Well, yeah, my general manager's listening. Bill Money, Game Director, Ubisoft Singapore. Bill, great conversation. Take care and stay safe, yeah?
All right. Thank you, you guys, too.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.